Señor presidente.
President, Ecuador would like to congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the 14th meeting of the state parties to the Convention on Antipersonal Mines, and we wish you every success in your work. You can rely on the full cooperation and active participation of my delegation in order to achieve the best possible results. I'd also like to express my thanks and the thanks of my delegation to you and your team for the excellent preparatory work done, and thank the ISU for the valuable support they've provided. Special greetings to Chile and our utter backing for a successful 2016 presidency. President, Ecuador is one of the 31 state parties to the convention with obligations to comply with Article 5 on the clearing of contaminated areas, freeing them of antipersonal mines, the extended deadline of which ends on the 1st of October 2017. Since 2000 up to October 2015, Ecuador has cleared a total of 457,894 square meters and has destroyed a total of 10,560 antipersonnel mines, as well as 74 anti-tank mines, 25 explosive remnants of war in five provinces. It's a pleasure for me to be able to inform this meeting that the government of Ecuador is making the greatest efforts and has taken all technical, administrative, and financial measures necessary to comply with this goal, which is a national priority goal, and declare our territory free of antipersonnel mines within the time frame established in the extension request. As a member of the Committee on Compliance with Article 5, Ecuador would like to say how much it congratulates Mozambique for the great work that they have done in demining. It's allowed them, with a great deal of political will and decision, to free all the contaminated areas and declare their territory free from antipersonnel mines. We'd also like to welcome the report on conclusions and recommendations regarding the committee's mandate, and particularly those referring to progress in implementation of the obligations of Article 5 on the part of our country, goals which we share totally. Our country has submitted its national report on transparency under Article 7, and this in April 2015, and also our national humanitarian demining plan running from 2015 to 2017. That was submitted in July 2015. In the intersessional meeting held in June this year, Ecuador informed that the surface that still remains to be cleared of mines between the 1st of January 2015 and the 1st of October 2017 is an area of 208,129 square meters distributed across three provinces, Pastaza, Morona Santiago, and Zamora Chinchipe, with a presence of approximately 6,226 antipersonnel mines that must be destroyed. According to our national demining plan, in order to comply with this obligation, we have established the following goals. 70,000 square meters will be done in 2015, 8,129 square meters in 2016, and the remaining 50,000 square meters will be done by the 1st of October 2017. According to updated reports from our National Command for Humanitarian Demining, this year, running up to the 26th of November 2015, Ecuador has cleaned a total of 72,609 square meters and has destroyed 637 antipersonnel mines, outstripping the target established for this year and completely freeing the province of Pastaza of mines. The demining operations will continue up to mid-December, which means that the surface cleared and mines destroyed in this year will be even greater. The challenge pending, and this will run from the 26th of November of this year to the 1st of October 2017 in the two remaining provinces affected, namely Morona Santiago and Zamora Chinchipe, is a total of eight areas covering an area of 142,188 square meters and an estimated number of 5,589 antipersonnel mines. Progress achieved in humanitarian demining has been possible thanks to the political will and decision of our government, which allocated nearly $21 million for the period running from 2013 to 2017 in order to improve the operational capacity of our demining unit. These resources have allowed us to double the number from 8 to 16 manual demining squads with a system of continuous relays so that they can operate both every day of the month, and also use two mechanical demining units using the robot MV4, and we also have a canine demining unit using dogs that can detect mines. Particular attention needs to be given to the exemplary cooperation, bilateral cooperation between Ecuador and Peru. Both governments have a clear political will to eradicate definitively anti-personnel mines from their territory. In the binational meeting in 2013, both presidents decided on the creation of a binational humanitarian demining unit and will take further cooperation when it comes to exchange of information, coordination, logistics, and binational joint training. The unit also has a joint handbook for use and procedures to be followed, and an air evacuation protocol with medical care in Ecuadorian territory for Peruvian demining staff. The binational unit started its work in October 2015. In the contaminated area of 43,500 square meters within 2 kilometers of Twinsa. And in 2 months, up to November 2015, in other words, we have cleared 2,640 square meters. This is one of the few cases in the world in which two neighboring countries, which in the past had real differences and armed conflicts, have made binational cooperation the best way possible to strengthen measures, to build confidence, and to walk together along the path of peace and sustainable development.